Chapter 16. And Job proceeded to answer and say, I have heard many things like these. All of you are troublesome comforters. Is there an end to windy words? Or what galls you that you answer? I myself also could well speak as you men do. If only your souls existed where my soul is, would I be brilliant in words against you? And would I wag my head against you? I would strengthen you with the words of my mouth, and the consolation of my own lips would hold back. If I do speak, my own pain is not held back, and if I do cease doing so, what goes away from me? Only now he has made me weary. He has made all those assembling with me desolate. You also seize me. It has become a witness, so that my leanness rises up against me. In my face it testifies. His very anger has torn me to pieces, and he harbors animosity against me. He actually grinds his teeth against me. My adversary himself sharpens his eyes against me. They have opened their mouth wide against me. With reproach they have struck my cheeks. In large number they mass themselves against me. God hands me over to young boys, and into the hands of wicked ones he throws me headlong. I had come to be at ease, but he proceeded to shake me up, and he grabbed me by the back of the neck and proceeded to smash me. And he sets me up as a target for himself. His archers encircle me. He splits open my kidneys and feels no compassion. He pours out my gallbladder to the very earth. He keeps breaking through me with breach after breach. He runs at me like a mighty one. Sackcloth I have sewed together over my skin, and I have thrust my horn in the very dust. My face itself has become reddened from weeping, and upon my eyelids there is deep shadow, although there is no violence upon my palms, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not cover my blood, and let there prove to be no place for my outcry. Also now, look. In the heavens is one testifying about me, and my witness is in the heights. My companions are spokesmen against me. To God my eye has looked sleeplessly, and the decision is to be made between an able-bodied man and God, the same as between a son of man and his fellow. For just a few years are to come, and by the path by which I shall not return, I shall go away.